talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Ever since you caught that afterbug, catch me around here, Buzz. I never had big city eyes. Hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now. If you ever got that penthouse palace.
No sky. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Eric Church, Round Here Buzz, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. I don't know if you've heard about the music festival that Eric Church has put together. He has bought, I guess he's bought some land in Winnsboro, South Carolina, and he's also bought the naming rights to Field and Stream. I guess that Field and Stream was a magazine a long time ago, but it's long gone. But the name was for sale, and I guess Eric Church and maybe and some investors put together a group for this music festival October 4 through the 6 up in Winnsboro, South Carolina. It's called the Field and Stream Music Fest. And it's got Eric Church, Lainey Wilson, Leonard Skinnerd, Riley Green, ZZ Top, Bailey Zimmerman, Cameron Marlowe, Larry Fleet, David Lee Murphy, Shabuzi, Shane Smith and the Saints, Ole 60, Tucker Wetmore, it goes on and on. Quite a few artists playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 4th through the 6th. And you can go to fieldandstreammusicfest.com if you want to get more information on that. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's coming up January 24th through the 26th, 2025. That's next year. At the North Charleston Convention Center, and we are about 75% sold out already, which is something we've never started selling our shows this far in advance, but because of demand, we decided to do that. So we're about 75% sold out, and just I say that just in case we have a lot of home professionals that listen to the radio show, and if you are interested in jumpstarting your sales for 2025, if you cater to high-end, affluent homeowners, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and we can talk to you about getting into the Charleston Home and Design Show. Well, joining us this morning are our managing editor, Michaela Arnett, and also our other editor, Ashley Rowell. How are you ladies doing?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. The reason I'm asking you all to be on the show this morning, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is out, and I'm gonna let you both kind of tell our listeners all about it.
Yeah, so on our summer cover, we've got Melanie Paxson. She is one of the only actresses to appear in all four of the Disney's Descendants series. It actually comes out this week on streaming services, so you guys can check that out. It's the Descendants 4, The Rise of Red, which is a really interesting storyline. But Melanie and her family moved to Charleston in 2020 after living in Los Angeles for all the time before that. So it was really interesting to hear her take on what brought them to Charleston. They actually moved here sight unseen. They had a relationship with a real estate agent who found a home that they wanted to put their spin on. So they moved. They moved down here in the middle of COVID. And we learned that among her home redesign, she kind of found her own passion for home design. And she's opening up her own business with a few design counterparts in Charleston called Dunn Design Co. So that was a really interesting detail that I think a lot of people might not know about Melanie. She's an actress and a design aficionado. So it's a really interesting story. And we hope you guys have a good time looking through those photos.
Yeah, she's very popular. I mentioned her name as being on the cover at home, and my two daughters knew exactly who she was, and knew about the Disney's Descendants series. And so, aren't we lucky to live in Charleston with so many famous people, actors, actresses. Other famous people that have chosen to make Charleston their home.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes you feel, as someone who's from Charleston, Ashley is also, kind of makes you feel good about staying close to home. You know, mm-hmm. This is a good place to be. So,
you think we'll ever run out of celebrities to be on our cover?
I don't think so. Knock on wood. But, I mean, there are in so many different industries and so many different kinds of people, so many stories to tell here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we talk about, we've got four big features in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine that just came out. What's our next feature?
Yeah, so the next feature would be the big outdoor living feature that we run every summer. We're showing a little bit of everything, really. We're calling it outdoor living rooms this season. But we've got anything from elevated decks, outdoor kitchens, screened-in porches, built-in spas, pools, anything that you can imagine to make your outdoor space as comfortable as your outdoor living space. And we've got everyone listed who worked on the project. So if you find something that you might want to try out in your own home, we've got the contact information listed for you guys to make an easy connection.
And, you know, the local contractors that are whose work is being showcased in the outdoor living rooms feature in our summer issue, they never like us to publish the same project twice. These are all brand new mm-hmm. projects that you can get your eyes on. And, you know, summertime, it's very, very hot here in Charleston. Everybody complains about that. But boy, you get underneath a fan or in a spot in your home where there's outside your home where there's a breezeway, it's not so bad.
Right, totally. And you can make easy, simple changes with like an awning, just simple shade, swapping out your furniture. It doesn't have to be a whole construction zone to make it happen this summer.
Right. I like the fact that you don't have to necessarily increase the footprint of your home to increase the space that you use, and so that naturally goes to extending your space outdoors. And there's some really, really cool outdoor living rooms. Great feature, ladies, on that. What's our third feature?
So we talk about the architect difference, and when we talk about the architect difference, what we're really talking about is how a home designed by a professional architect is drastically different than a home you just go and buy off the market, because they bring innovative design to it, and they can take those unique features that you've been really wanting for your home and implement them throughout them, as well as tie in the home to its natural surroundings. In this feature, we talk with seven different architects, and we highlight why is it important for a homeowner to work with an architect, what sustainability means to a lot of architects, and how they can implement that throughout your house as well. And then why it really is important to balance functionality with aesthetics of your home. Because yes, you want your home to be well lived in, but you also want it to be beautiful and something neighbors and you and your family can admire for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a beautiful feature. You can really tell the difference between homes that were designed by an architect versus those that decided to cut corners and mm-hmm. not include an architect in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And what's our fourth feature?
Our fourth feature is my favorite feature. It is a pet-friendly feature. So we always talk about you making your home more accessible for your kids, your significant other, but it's also important for your home to be significant for your pets. And in this feature, we highlight some great additions you can make to your home that are pet friendly.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. And special thanks to all of our clients that that participated. By the way, today's show, we're going to be talking to Jay Rotten with Melser Tile, Tisha Crawford with Clear Blue Pools, Tim Polzon with Bath Fitter. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everyone about Melser Tile.
We are a family-owned tile distributor, which means that we buy from the factory and sell to dealers, homeowners, builders, just whoever would like to buy it. We also sell natural stone. We have a 7,500 square foot showroom right here in North Charleston. We also have a 30,000 square foot warehouse full of product that is ready to ship out to you anytime.
Gotcha. And we have a lot of newcomers to the area. They may not be aware of how long Melser Tile has been around. Your parents started the business. Talk about that a little bit.
They did. They started the business back in 1968, June the 1st of 1968, we went in business. And so we just celebrated this June. We just celebrated our 56th anniversary. And we are mighty proud to have been a part of the Charleston community for so long.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, and to have taken over the business from your parents and not just sustained it but have grown it, that's a big compliment to you and your people.
Yes, we have a wonderful staff that's been with me for quite some time. We had two folks just celebrate 20 years with us, and a lot of my folks have been here 10 years or longer, and we are certainly blessed to have those people on our team.
Well, that's great. What are some of your secrets to success, you think, at Melser Tile?
Well, I think the first one is hiring really good people and having them have a good understanding of how our customers want to be treated, and then treat our customers that way. And you know, customer service starts in our mind when you walk in the door, and it doesn't end after you pick up your order or your contractor picks up your order. If you have a cleaning or a maintenance issues down the road, we're always here. We stand behind our product, and you know, if need be on a job, we can call a vendor in or whatever. But we're here for the long haul. We would like to do generational business with the folks around Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And when you refer to your people, you've got the back of the house folks and the contractor sales showroom and the warehouse. But then you also have a very competent staff of tile designers that help homeowners. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we certainly do. So we like to take you from, you know, beginning to end with that. And our showroom manager, for instance, has been here for 18 years. A lot of the ladies up front have been here 7, 8, 10 years. And they are fantastic at what they do. They're going to go all the way through it. And the first thing we're going to do is listen. And we're going to try to find out if you are kind of in a hurry and just need tile because your builder said you do, or if you are trying to create a space that's just really special to you. So the most important thing we can do as salespeople is to listen and figure out what your goals are, and then we're going to help you get there.
Yeah, and when it comes to picking out tile, it can be a do-it-yourself thing, but I wouldn't recommend it. There's just too many choices. How many? Just take a guesstimate. How many different types of tile does Melser Tile have on hand?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I know at last count we stock over 250 different tiles. So. And yeah, you're right, Tim. I mean, we can help you if you want to do the do-it-yourself thing, but you really need to be talking with some competent folks if you're going to do it yourself, because you know every tile can't be just because you can use it on the wall doesn't mean you can necessarily use it on the floor, and that's where you really need some help and some guidance going through that process.
Yeah, and it in my experience, when we built our house 15 years ago and we have Melser tile product throughout our home, my experience is it's like a puzzle, and you might find the right tile, but then you realize you don't have the budget for it, or you might but there's all sorts of different ways to get around that, to substitute and different types of tile to meet your budget. But when it comes to trying to pull it all together, boy, I imagine that you have the tile designers on staff, but do you get a lot of interior designers who are accompanying their customers to pick out the tile at Melser Tile?
Oh, absolutely. And they're a very important part of our business, and many of them go back years and years with us. And I guess, Tim, you know, the showroom is fairly large, and it can be a little bit intimidating if you haven't picked out tile before. And so our job as salespeople here is to sort of keep helping you eliminate portions of it until we get it down to a smaller group, and then we get it down to, you know, exactly what the customer wants. And that could be, like you mentioned before, that could either be a certain look, or that could be a certain budgetary restriction. And all those things we certainly take seriously and keep in mind during the selection process.
Yeah, and I can throw in a quick story. Probably 10 years ago, when we were on vacation at Universal down in Florida, the hotel we stayed at, we loved the look of the walk-in shower, and so I took a photo of that, and it had had subway tile, and then it had like some large format kind of a slate looking tile on the floor. And I brought it into Melser Tile and a photo of it, and just said, "Can you help me find this?" And it turned out you folks had some white subway tile in that was discontinued and was discounted, and I was able to get enough for my project. It was great. It was, you know, being able to show a photo and say, "This is what I want," and your people were more than happy to accommodate me.
Right, right. Yeah, we love those challenges, and chances are, if it's popular, we either keep it in stock or can typically get it within, I would say, 7 to 10 days.
Well, here's something that I think a lot of our listeners are not aware of. There is different qualities of tile out there, and you've always mentioned throughout the year about Melser Tile vetting the tile. In other words, you know, making sure that what you're selling is good quality. Can you talk about the differences between, you know, what may appear to be good tile, but it's not really good tile?
Yeah, and it can be hard to tell with all the product that's coming in from different places overseas. But everything that we sell is going to be a standard grade or an A grade, however you want to refer to it. Everybody has a little different vocabulary on that. And then in our industry, there are also what we call kiln runs, which are, they're not as high quality. You wouldn't be, like, if you came back and you were 4 or 5 tiles short, you may not be able to find that same dye lot or run number. And there are lots of folks out there that sell those, or what we call seconds, which have maybe a blemish in them or whatever. And we have never been comfortable selling that product because, as I mentioned before, if we sell it, we're going to stand behind it. And so for that reason, yeah, we have vendors that we've dealt with for long, long periods of time, and they'll come around with a seconds list, and hey, you can save money on this. That's just not really a market that we're interested in being in.
Right, right. And it, does some of that tile, because there's a lot of downward pressure on prices at some of the big box stores. For instance, I've mentioned this several times over the years about how the plumbing fixtures that you buy at a big box store are going to have plastic parts inside them versus brass parts that you would get for plumbing fixtures at one of the local places versus a big box store. Is the same true with tile?
Yeah, and I won't put a blanket statement on it, but a lot of those products are some of the kiln run or seconds type material that I had mentioned before. I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but when people come in and try to get me to identify it, like a floor tile typically is way thinner, and you know, sometimes the sizing is not very good on those. So as I said before, that's just not a market that we're interested in being in, because we're all about, you know, selling you a product and service before, during, and after the sale. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jay, I understand that Melser Tile just underwent a minor facelift in terms of updating the displays and things like that. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, sure. So we have what we call vignettes all along the back of the showroom. I think there's like 16 of them, and we just did 11 of them over, and we're about to start changing some floors out over the next several months. And you know, we have to do that at nights and on the weekends, and it makes a little bit of a mess, so it turns into a little bit of a slower process. But we've also upgraded a lot of the samples and everything. The showroom looks as good as it's ever looked, very bright and appealing. And so, yeah, that's, we're always things are always changing, and we're always updating. So, yeah, this is this last update has really been nice, and we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from customers and builders and whatnot.
Mm. Do you ever think about how much the tile industry has grown, and Melser Tile, when your parents first started out, they probably sold a ton of those 4x4 little tiles that sometimes you see on countertops and backsplashes and in bathrooms and so forth it is today.
For sure. I mean, there were very little backsplashes sold back then. I mean, if you got, you know, all two or two and a half of the bathrooms that were in a home back then, you were pretty lucky. So we've been really, really blessed with, you know, tile, and the tile industry as a whole doing a good job selling itself, but moving into, you know, kitchen floors and backsplashes and, you know, screen porches, exterior decks, pool surrounds, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we've got a lot bigger market to sell than they did back then. I mean, the trends, I mean, you mentioned the 4x4s. When I was a kid working up here during the summers, I mean, that was all we would sell, seemed like all day long, was 4x4s.
Those are 4-inch by 4-inch, too.
Yeah, 4-inch by 4-inch. Yeah, now we're selling the 48-inch by 48-inch for floors and for walls. We're also selling a lot of the thin porcelain slabs, which are like 5 foot by 10 foot, are probably our most popular size right now, is a 24 by 48, so 2 foot by 4 foot. We keep several of those in stock, and they're absolutely beautiful. Obviously, there are a few more challenges as far as installing them, but we can go through all of that. And if somebody wants to do a project and needs a qualified installer, we do not install, but we can put you in contact with an installer.
Yeah, you need a nice level floor or whatever surface you're putting it on to install a 2 foot by 4 foot tile, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we have all the products that we keep in stock as far as setting materials to either flatten that floor or flatten that wall. Then we have a full line of maintenance products as far as cleaners and sealers and anything that you might need as far as that goes.
Yeah, you get a lot of the tile installers. You've mentioned that before about how you will go out and talk with the tile installers when they're picking up their materials to install the tile that you folks sell.
Yeah, that's right. They are incredibly important to our business, and we kind of refer to them as either installers or bucket and trowel guys, and we really try to do a good job of continuing to educate them, because, you know, typically, I mean, they're just going to pick up whatever the homeowner or the builder wants and install it, and you know, when you go from setting a 12x12 one day to a 48x48 the next day, there are obviously some challenges involved with that, and we stay up on all the current installation trends and things of that nature, and try to educate those guys and help them along as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I highly respect regarding picking out tile. I highly respect those folks that are such forward thinkers that they are, you know, that they don't need the tile for a few months to install it for their project. So they pick it out well in advance, but there's a lot of people who get that proverbial call from their builder that, hey, you need to have your tile picked out by tomorrow. And when that happens, how much tile is in stock at Melser Tile, where you'd be able to pick it up and go basically the same day?
Yeah, I said it before. I hope the number's right. I know it's got to be pretty close, but at last count, we have about 250 different tiles in stock.
In stock.
And so that may be a line where we have a 24 by 48, a 12 by 24, a, you know, 2x4 or a 2x2 for the shower floor, and then the matching trims that go along with it. So, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, whether you're a retail customer working with a builder, if you want to come in here today, pick something out off of our stock wall, which, again, is pretty a good number of products on that wall, you know, you could conceivably come in here, make the deal, and let's, you know, we'll load you up today. Mm-hmm. Our warehouse guys will load you up. You don't have to put it in a basket and push it to the front and then handle it two or three times before you get it to your home. We'll put it in your vehicle, and then all you got to do is carry it in your house.
Right. And take advantage of Melser Tile's tile designers that you folks, and you usually recommend that they a homeowner makes an appointment to, so they can have some time devoted to them, right?
That is correct, because we get super busy in the showroom, and so the last thing we want is for somebody to come in and us not have enough people to help them, even though we have six ladies up there that are designers. But if you would like to walk in just as an initial visit, you are certainly more than welcome to do that. And if one of the salespeople are available, they'll certainly get over there and help you, or you can just come in, kind of browse around, and make an appointment for a later date, and our receptionist can help with all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to we're almost out of time, but I did want to mention I just wanted to personally say thank you to you, Jay, for being such a long time advertiser with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And in fact, and this has been kicked around a lot among some of our other longtime advertisers. They'll say, "Well, who was your first?" And we're always proud to say Melser Tile was our very first advertiser to come on board at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you've been a consistent advertiser in it year in and year out for 25 years that we've been around. So thank you so much, Jay, for putting your trust and confidence in us.
Oh, absolutely. I can remember that first meeting almost like it was yesterday. You had the little small book, and to see where you guys have come and where we've all come together is pretty amazing. So, thank you guys for promoting our company as well as all the other ones out there. I know the magazine is very well thought of in the community.
Oh, that's great. And if you don't mind, your account rep here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Lisa Miller, she related a story to me, and that you had told her, and that was your ad agency had instructed you, don't buy any print except for Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes, she sure did. She said, that's the one you need to be in. We don't need to talk to the rest of them.
We're
certainly taking her advice.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Melser Tile for being on board as an advertiser with us for 25 years. And if my count is right, that's 100 different issues, 100 quarterly issues for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So that's quite a lot, and when I talk to folks about some of our long time advertisers like Melser Tile, they're amazed. They just can't believe that we have such loyal customers, and that's really contributed to our success. So again, thank you to Jay Rotten with Melser Tile for being such a long term advertiser. And how can folks get more information about Melser Tile?
You can go to our website at melsertile.com, melsertile.com, or you can give us a call, 843-744-5345, or you can visit our facility at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Thanks so much, Jay.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Tisha Crawford with Clear Blue Pools. How are you, Tisha?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tisha, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Clear Blue Pools.
Okay, well, Clear Blue Pools, we have been servicing the Charleston area for about 25 years now, providing excellent service, fully fulfilling our estimated time of completion on our in-ground concrete swimming pools, which is on average 6 to 8 weeks, which people love. They love to, many times, to watch the process happen so quickly before their eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's quick, yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. And it can't get done any fast enough for a homeowner, I'm sure.
Not at all.
Well, I am looking at this beautiful double ad spread, meaning a two-page ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's got a headline, Create Your Own Oasis, and it's a beautiful pool. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I love that this is what it seems to be the popular thing right now. It's very modern looking, just clean, straight to the point. This one has a little bit of an extra shape to it. I believe this is the one we call a martini because of the shape. But the common features is that sun ledge you'll see where you have the umbrella and the two loungers. Very popular. People love that. And the spa, that's very popular as well. People mm-hmm. add the spa. This has a nice touch because it's raised, so it adds that little extra, not technically not a waterfall, but it looks like one, a little extra water feature because the spills over to the pool. So a lot of people love that.
Right.
And the decking is another popular selection. It's an ivory travertine decking. It gives it a nice, clean, modern look. To me, I always compare it to what resorts look like.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And the umbrella is inside the pool. There must be you must have something in that sun ledge that accommodates an umbrella. So you can sit in the chairs while you're in the swimming pool itself, and you've got the umbrella overhead.
Exactly. That is correct. People can choose the location, usually where in the sun ledge they want that. And it's optional because a lot of times people keep that out of the pool, you know, so you have the option, of course, to take it out, put a little nice cap on it, let the kids play, enjoy the sun, and then put the umbrella back up.
And it looks like you've got some very natural-looking artificial turf grass surrounding mm-hmm. the pool. Was Clear Blue Pools involved with that aspect of the?
No. Generally, we don't. We can facilitate the turf process. We have a couple of recommendations the project manager can provide if that is a selected feature. As far as that's outside of the deck, so as far as that being just outside the pool, we generally don't recommend that because it can get so hot. So this looks like this is more of a selected landscaping by the homeowner. This was selected just as landscaping, but I just wanted to kind of note that because we do get that question a lot. People will ask, what about using turf as the around the pool? And we don't recommend that because it can get, you know, it's not the best thing for the feet.
I didn't know that. And so yes, that's sir. That's because the artificial turf grass, if you were to flip it upside down, you've got kind of a black surf, a black base to it that looks like maybe is a petroleum-based product that will heat up in the sun, is what you're saying.
Generally, yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Now, I mean, I will stand corrected. There may be some technology out there I'm not aware of. So for those who's listening that have turf, I apologize. Some new technology we're unaware of. But from personal experience and our project manager, and that's another thing I like about our company, even though we've been in for 25 years, he has over 40 years of experience And when you combine that with our service department, I like to add them both out because the gentleman who heads up our service department has over 4 years as well. So we have a combined experience of 80 years with our company.
Right.
And they both have attested to that turf.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
So typically a pool company like Clear Blue Pools, you folks are responsible for the pool building and installing the pool itself, and then the decking that's adjacent to the pool that goes around it. But when it comes to that, oftentimes will trigger a backyard makeover for a homeowner. Well, they'll edit some of the existing plantings and then add new plantings. And in this case, it looks like they added that artificial turf grass to try to keep everything low maintenance and everything.
Yes, sir.
And that's typical of a swimming pool company in terms of do you also, I know a fence is required. Do you sub that out as well?
So it's another thing that we are happy to facilitate the process for our clients. We personally do not supply the fence or provide that, but we happily facilitate any of our clients who are requiring one or needing assistance in finding someone who can help that with them. We have one gentleman in particular that is very reliable, has always provided excellent work that we generally will recommend.
And this looks like a, I believe the term is gunite pool, which is another term for a concrete pool. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Does Clear Blue Pools build any other pools besides gunite pools?
We solely just do the gunite, the concrete.
Gotcha.
That is what we specialize in.
And that gives the homeowner the greatest variety. I've often mentioned, if somebody wanted a banjo shaped pool, you can't get a fiberglass pool that in that shape. You can for a gunite pool or a concrete pool, you can make it in any shape that you like.
Absolutely, it's much more customizable
than right.
a concrete pool.
Well, regarding the spa, and sometimes people get a little confused between what is a pool and what is a spa. This particular spa, as you mentioned, it's raised up a bit over the pool. And does that mean you could have in the wintertime, you could heat that spa and be able to use that spa versus having to heat the entire swimming pool?
That is correct.
Gotcha. And that's a lot less expensive. We have a pool heater, and in fact, our pool was built by Clear Blue Pools, just as a side note, 15 years ago, and it's in great shape, and we're very pleased with it. We do wish we had a spa sometimes, because we like to do our own version what's it called? At New Year's, when the polar plunge, we like to do our own version, and we heat the pool up. Though we don't jump in there cold. And for a 10,000 gallon swimming pool, it can get a little pricey running that heater. So to be able to have the option of just having a spa with fewer gallons to heat, that would be a nice thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's
cool.
Very popular selection.
Yeah, about, do you know, have any idea how long it took to build this particular pool that you can see for yourself in the brand new issue, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine?
Wasn't personally part of this project, but I have been here 5 years, and I have never seen a pool to this point exceed 8 weeks.
Gotcha. Okay.
Even with a spa, I can say that with absolute confidence.
Good.
I've never seen it, unless there's something beyond our control on the client side of things, but never seen it exceed that.
Gotcha. And from the time that a permit is issued. Well, let me back up for a second. So the process, tell me about the process of working with Clear Blue Pools to get a swimming pool. So they give Clear Blue Pools a call. You folks meet with them to try to find out what their needs are. Take it from there. About how long will it take before the pool is installed and they're ready to swim?
So once we get to permitting, once we've all finalized the client's desires and we finalized on everything, we immediately go into permitting, and then unfortunately they have the control.
Yeah.
But once that's done, I would say usually around 10 weeks again, unless something's very strange going on. Depending on the counties, it can be a lot less. But to be safe, I always say somewhere between 6 and 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we are beginning your project as of today, within 1 to 2 weeks.
Mm, gotcha. And if someone was issued a building, if you were able to get the permit to build a swimming pool today, when would Clear Blue Pools be able to start your project?
So generally, let's say I get the permit today, I would, of course, verify with the project manager. But generally, that would mean we could possibly begin next week. And so that would mean the project manager would set up the appointment to meet with the project manager, lay out the pool, review everything, make sure everyone's on the same page, fully communicated. And then immediately thereafter, because the gentleman that's with the project manager is also the one that will do the excavating. So mm-hmm. he lays the pool out and he's digging by the following day.
Mm, great.
So if it's today, perhaps that meeting would take place next week or by the beginning of the following.
Gotcha. Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, homeowners wish they could just snap their fingers and they have their new pool in the backyard, but it's a pretty quick turnaround that Clear Blue Pools can help with, meaning you don't have a 6 to 8 month backlog or something for before people are going to be able to get their swimming pools going.
Yes, sir. And I would like to note that, because I don't want anyone to be confused that this may by any way decrease the quality. One of the reasons why we're able to be consistent with our completion time is because we don't have many projects at once. We do this on purpose so that we can, again, fulfill the projected time for construction. And this allows us to give more focus to one or two projects, not more than one or two projects on average at a time. And that does not take away from the quality of the work.
Mm, gotcha. Well, I'm sure homeowners appreciate that for sure. Well, good deal. Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, are there any particular trends that you're seeing with swimming pools in terms of some of the bells and whistles and lighting and fire and different things that people are asking for to be installed in their new pool?
You know, what I am just finding just very common is most people want a nice, clean rectangular. They love the LED lights and the fact that the colors change, and the sun ledge. And the spa. Those are absolutely the most across the board popular additions that they're adding to the pool. Every now and then you'll have someone add some deck jets, adds a nice little extra noise, especially if you're near some highway traffic or things like that, or if you just like that sound. But for the most part, it's pretty simple. Nice, clean, modern looking pools.
And what are deck jets?
So the deck jets are a little water feature that's installed in the deck portion. So many times people can choose from each, maybe all four corners of the pool, or maybe two on each end. It just depends on the customer. And if you can just picture just a little nice fountain of water, just like if you were at a water fountain, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
Fountain, nice little arch that just drops into the pool and creates some movement in the pool and a little bit of sound.
Yeah. And if you are lucky enough to live in a place where you don't have any sound of highways or driving and things like that, you're very lucky. Most people have you can hear that the sound of traffic, and when you install a water feature into your swimming pool, that traffic noise just disappears because you've got the very relaxing trickling sound of water versus the traffic that you might be hearing.
Yes, sir.
Well, how can folks get more information about Clear Blue Pools?
Well, they can give us a call if they many times want to get several questions answered as soon as possible. Of course, that our number 843-300-4143. Due to the days that we live in now, the most popular way that they reach out to us is online. You can just request whatever it is that you would like to request on our website at clearbluepools.net, clearbluepools.net, and you can contact us any way you want. There's a chat. You can send us an email, and we respond quite promptly.
Well, good. And you can always find Clear Blue Pools within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And by the way, I wanted to mention Clear Blue Pools has been an advertiser of in Charleston Home and Design magazine for over 15 years. And we're very, very proud to have you folks on board. Charleston Home and Design is celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, and we have a great number of local home related companies. Clear Blue Pools is part of that have advertised with us. Some have advertised with us for 25 plus years, 20 plus years, and Clear Blue Pools case 15. Consecutive years. So I just want to personally thank Clear Blue Pools for being part of our magazine for so long, and you're also part of our home shows and so forth. So we're very, very grateful to Clear Blue Pools.
Well, thank you. It has been a pleasure.
Well, we have been talking with Tisha Crawford with Clear Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Tisha.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Tim Polzin with Bathfitter. How are you doing, Tim?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tim, take a moment and tell everyone about Bathfitter.
Would love to, Tim. Bathfitter is a bathroom remodeling company that just focuses on the wet area of your bathroom. They've been doing this now for 40 years. We're celebrating our 40th year anniversary. We're located right here locally on Dorchester Road with a showroom. We're glad to have people come in. And we do not use any subcontractors. Everybody that is employed with Bathfitter is Bathfitter trained. So, great company.
Gotcha. So, what would be a typical customer for Bathfitter that Bathfitter could help a homeowner with? What's the age of the bathroom, and what kinds of problems might they be experiencing now where Bathfitter could help them?
Well, that's a great question, Tim. But it's usually a fiberglass unit that was put in when the home was built. That fiberglass unit tends to become brittle after a period of time. It cracks along the bottom. If it's in the second floor, that could be a problem. But even on a slab home, you don't want your bathtub to be cracked because it tends to leak. So that's probably the biggest thing we see, Tim, is the removal of fiberglass units. And then we can put in either a walk-in shower or replace it with a bathtub as well.
Okay, gotcha. And what if someone had one of those garden tubs? You don't see too many of those, but they were popular, I think, in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I had one in my house as well. We do have replacements for that as well. We have over 700 different tubs that we can replace with. Or what we can do is take that big garden tub out and make you a nice big walk-in shower with a bench and all the accessories and bells and whistles go with it. That's what I did at my house, and it really turned out nice.
Yeah. That garden tub kind of is the place where you throw the dirty laundry or something. It's people, maybe we should take more time out to soak and relax, but we Americans, we're on the go.
We are on the go, Tim. It doesn't seem like we have enough time for anything anymore.
Right. What is it about? Because there are other companies that advertise similar services. What would you say really makes Bath Fitter stand out from some of the other bathroom remodeling companies?
Sure, that's a great question as well, Tim. Bath Fitter is 100% manufactured in their plant. They're delivered by Bath Fitter trucks and installed by Bath Fitter employees. So everything that we install, we make from the ground up, so to speak. So that allows us to give you a true lifetime warranty, and that lifetime warranty is transferable. So if you upgrade your bathroom and sell your home, it does transfer to the new owners, which is something that a lot of companies don't do. So we have the ability to control our costs because we manufacture, we ship, we install, all within Bath Fitter employees.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about the material itself that Bath Fitter is coming back with? What's it made of, and what maybe sets that apart from some of the other bathroom companies?
Certainly. So Bath Fitter is made as 100% acrylic. It's the same stuff that football helmets are made out of. So it's a very high-end, high-impact acrylic. It also is 100% non-porous, so it can't stain. So it's very, very easy to clean. And the Bath Fitter installation process, they actually bend the corners of the wall so there's no seams in the corner. That actually stands us out from our competitors because they always have seams in their corners where they have to caulk it. And we all know what happens with the caulking in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll eventually dry up
it's a maintenance thing.
Lose its effectiveness.
Right. Correct.
Or get really black and moldy and ugly, right?
That's absolutely correct. That's another advantage to a bath fitter. Yes.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And homeowners have a lot of different choices in terms of what the acrylic material looks like. Like I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it has the walls look like a subway tile, for example. Mm-hmm. And so are there different options besides just the subway tile look that you have here?
Oh, absolutely. So when you have a consultation from Bath Fitter, we bring out all the different samples. But there's many different wall types. There's 10 different tile types, for instance. And so it's got the look of the tile, but you don't have the grout lines that you have to clean. So, again, it's 100% acrylic, 100% non-porous, so it cleans very, very easily.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then what about the plumbing fixtures themselves? Is that something the homeowner buys on their own, or is that part of the package with Bath Fitter?
Great question again, Tim. That is part of the package. So we take care of the plumbing in the wall and underneath the tub or shower. We use Moen products, we use Delta products, and we use Simmons products, which you see in a lot of commercial jobs. So we take care of everything in the wall, and then the trim packages on the outside. Everything from chrome to brushed nickel to black to oil rub bronze. All that's taken care of and matched up perfectly.
Mm. And you just mentioned something that caught my attention. Can Bath Fitter do an install on a commercial job, or is it just 100% residential?
Oh, no. Bath Fitter started in the commercial world. So we have an awful lot of commercial projects going on all over the country, including some cruise ship lines down in Florida. So, yeah, commercial jobs is where Bath Fitter started. We have a lot of references for that as well.
Gotcha. And if someone was maybe with the high prices with inflation these days, they want a new bathroom, they need a new tub and shower, but they don't have the money right up front. Are there any kind of specials that Bathfitter has?
Certainly. We have a couple different options on that. We have a different two different finance companies that we can offer financing through. But right now, as a promotion, we're offering a 0% for 24 months promo. So basically, you use the bank's money and you got 24 months to pay it back. So it's a really good promo. And like I said, we have two different lenders for all different credit types.
Gotcha. And yeah, interest rates are still kind of high. And so to be able to get your new bathroom with no interest, that's definitely a value today for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, what are some of the more popular products that Bathfitter is installing? You mentioned before we started the interview the step-in shower. Is that's something that maybe someone who might be wants to stay in their home, age in place, that seems like something that would appeal to them?
So yeah, absolutely, Tim. So it seems to be our most popular thing is we'll remove one of the tubs, usually the master, and put in a step-in shower. Surprisingly, that step-in shower makes it feel like there's a lot more room because you don't have that bowl, so to speak, in the bathtub where you have to walk over that ledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually makes it look bigger. Some of the more popular things we're doing right now is a bench, you know, so you can, you mentioned age in place, so that you can sit with a handheld. We always have the options of different types of grab bars and that sort of thing, shelving options, doors. So we can get as elaborate as you would like.
Gotcha. And how long does a typical bathroom remodel with Bathfitter take?
Usually the installer gets there at 8 a.m. and is usually done by 5 p.m. So it's a one-day install for 99% of our projects.
Great. Yeah, that people love that instant gratification, and they don't want contractors walking through their house for days on end. So that's certainly appreciated, I'm sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
Absolutely, Tim. They can come by our showroom here at 4510 Dorchester Road. Basically, we're right across the street from the Harley-Davidson. They can call here at 843-767-4008 and set up a consultation, or 24/7 online at www.bathfitter.com.
All right, great. And you can always find Bathfitter within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Tim Polson with Bathfitter. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.